If you like listening to these ridiculous cunts and twats and all the other words that they use that mean pussy here in the United States, then you can check out Hey Douchebag Radio, because we're awesome too. And we like fake accents.
I don't even know. Are you on acid?
Hey Douchebag Radio! You can find us in iTunes and, you know, in the heydouchebagradio.com.
Dirty Kong Podcast.
It's the Dirty Kong Podcast.
As if you didn't know.
And as if you care.
Oi!
I've got a story about a disabled man that steals penises.
Chinese boys in cages.
Alopecia suffer turned into a human hedgehog.
Don and Dave fight to the death.
Arr! You say you've never seen the light before. Does anyone believe you? Don't let them hear you say it anymore. Nothing's really safe around here.
Hello everybody and welcome to the 48th episode of the Dirty Kong Podcast. It's as easy as that. I'm one of your hosts, as always. I'm John Boy, and with me is my esteemed colleague.
It's David Von Dogbiscuit.
Ooh, and with him is...
me. Oh,
who
Jamie.
Come on, tell the listeners.
JT? Yeah.
Yeah.
That one, the last one.
We're all back. The trio, the Triforce.
The triumvirate.
The internet terrorists. Here we are. What have we got to say, lads?
Yeah.
Are we happy?
Hello.
Are we jazzed?
We're fucked.
If anybody's listening to this, yeah, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Good lord. Well, how have you been, Dave?
I've been...
how are we?
Very good, but all I've basically been doing is the same old drinking and smoking copious amounts.
Oh.
And passing out. Alcohol.
You've been smoking alcohol?
Smoking alcohol, yeah. It gets that bad, I just have the vapours in the room just emanating everywhere.
Nice.
Wow. I've been failing miserably with the ladies.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
Older or younger?
Both.
Ah.
Oh, I thought you meant what you were saying was like you was failing to distinguish between the two.
Yeah.
I'm failing with the ladies. Sleeping with men.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me at this point.
It's like the crying game every night.
But this is the thing. It's a good job you're on this week's episode, because last week we had Cougar Girl chimed in.
Hey.
We did.
And I think we can make something work here.
Yeah.
All we need is for Cougar Girl to, you know, send us, we've said this before, send us a picture of your lovely self.
You're
topless is preferable, with I love Von Doggy on the breasts, or I love the DKP, or whatever. And
we'll send you a photo of me, and you can decline.
Indeed.
Indeed.
So we'll just wait for that to happen.
Oh, no, it was funny, mate. I was in a club, and I went up to this young girl. I've known her for a while, and there's this lad who's on the edge. He's being a twat. He's headbutting people that dance with her and stuff. And I was just with her all night, chatting away and stuff. And I asked her if anything's going on with her. She goes, no, why? And I said, oh, I think I might know someone who might be interested. And she goes, really? And her face was really lit up. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, who is it? And I says, oh, I don't know if I should say. And she says, go on. And I said, it's me. And I've never seen anyone's face drop. So I was like, oh, nice. I played it off cool. I was like, oh, I'm only kidding. I can't tell you who it is.
But I can understand
it. Face just absolutely dropped.
Wow.
I felt like $1 million.
I bet you did.
Absolutely awesome.
You know, I'd have gone out the back and killed her. I don't handle rejection very well.
You don't, do you?
No. So I haven't got many friends. I'm down to 5.
But that is an effective way of getting women to say yes. You know, you build up a reputation as yourself as a female, you know, serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a serial killer that kills women.
And
that's what I meant to say.
I was just approach them and say, look, you know me, I know you, this can go one of two ways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In the long run, this is dependent on you, how well this turns out. Because I'm fine with either, to be quite frank. There's other women about.
But either way, it's going to be your fault, my dear.
It'd be within your best interest just to comply, darling.
Good stuff.
Comply, comply. That'd just be a chat line. Comply. And then take them away.
Yeah.
But we're not misogynistic or anything.
Oh, no. God, no. I think the listeners to this show, Dave, know that we're not misogynistic in any way, shape, or form.
I thought they had a cure for that.
I think there's a tablet.
Yeah.
There is a tablet being devised. Yeah, definitely. Well, I hope so, anyway. We're in trouble.
John, I think you've got a bit of misogynist on your face.
Ah, It grows every now and then.
Can you tell that I don't know what a misogynist is?
It's when I shave and it just gets a bit of a rash.
Misogynistics are people that believe that the men are superior to the women and they're still... Like John McCurrick.
Oh, we are then? No, we are.
No. Ah. Damn.
Right.
And is there a pill?
I don't think there's a pill for that. See, I thought we were talking about something else.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which was?
Genital rash.
Genital rashes.
Which Dave
knows
all about.
I don't have any at the moment. My penis is fine. Oh,
there we go. Well done.
Yay for my balls and cock.
Yep. And you wonder why you're not pulling anyone.
Bless.
Good lord.
What about anyone else?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Dave. We went shopping today, didn't we?
We did go shopping, yes.
And you brought up something to me that I thought was quite interesting for Jay to hear.
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody's being supplanted on the show.
No.
I'll say no more.
I've not done it, but I would suggest to Jay to try it, and then he could do it as a dangerous Jay.
Oh, okay. I'm interested.
Because, basically, I bought a razor from Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
And they're not the best things in the world to steal, but they are quite expensive. Yeah. And I took it through the self-checkout thing, and I didn't realise there was a little tag on it.
Right.
And so I just walked out with it, and it went off with the beeper, and the guy come in, and he was like, what have you got? And I said, well, I've not got anything. I think it's got a tag on. And I was like, oh, wait. Sometimes they put them on razors, don't they? And it did have. So he just took that off me, took the receipt, didn't check any of the rest of the bags. I literally took it out of the bag and gave it to him.
Wow.
And then he took that off and walked out. And I walked out. I thought, if you'd have scanned one and got the girl at the checkout to take the tag off, but had one and put that in your bag as well, give him the receipt and all you've got, you get two for the price of one.
Look at the light in Jamie's eyes.
That is clever.
I was hoping for anger and a bit of a fight here. That's why I brought it up.
Well, I've not done it. I didn't say it was a dangerous chair. You were trying.
I was trouble. Trying, yeah.
Why would I get angry over that?
Because it's your bit. But yeah.
God. Well, you didn't steal anything. If you'd stolen it and done a dangerous Dave, you'd be lying in your own
Dave in danger. The podcast, all my comments would just be a trickling and a gurgling noise.
Yeah.
You right down there?
That's my dangerous game for this week. How to dispose of a friend.
How to get rid of a body.
At least it wasn't former friend. I was still your friend.
Yeah, oh yeah. I have got that much respect for you.
He's just my dead friend.
How are we over there, Jay? How are we doing?
I'm alright.
You're looking very relaxed on the couch.
I am, yeah. I'm kind of sprawled out in a kind of... I imagine myself like being like David Hasselhoff. You know, in a kind of...
You should be so in levers with an open shirt.
Yeah. I'm kind of for anyone that wants to kind of
get a picture,
get a mental image. It's like I'm kind of sprawled out with my legs to the side.
Yeah,
kind of.
It's the porn pose, isn't it?
Spread eagle. I think Dave's going to take a picture.
We're going to take a picture. And for the ladies and gents out there, we've had a problem with one of the mic stands, so Jamie's having to hold his mic in his hand.
They want to know that.
Yeah. I'm like, I am a cross between that's a shitty photo. We'll have to take another one later. I'm feeling like a cross between MC Hammer and David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, well, you've got shorts on, so.
Yeah.
MC Hammerhoff.
MC Hammerhoff.
Fantastic. So, you had a good week?
Yes, it's full of days.
Full of time and hours and minutes.
Yeah, it was full of days, followed by nights, and I did stuff in them. So yeah, there we go. That's what I did this week. Wow. I survived. I literally existed for a whole week, which is
good news.
Which is great.
I got so stressed at work that I dressed up as a superhero for 3 hours.
Well, that's what I do when I'm stressed.
I just put the apron on backwards, put a apple pie mask. I would call it a mask if it was. Turned an apple pie box into a mask and just sat on chicken side. Giving it the Batman voice when anybody asks for anything. Chicken sandwich coming up. Just stop pressuring me.
Awesome.
And that relieved the stress, did it?
Yeah, it really did. I felt really good for 3 hours.
There we go. We're not only doing a podcast, we're giving out health tips.
Yes.
You know, for anyone that's feeling the effects of stress.
Stress it
just dress up like a shitty superhero.
Yeah, make up your own. You know,
not everybody works with, like, chicken boxes and things. So what are they going to do if they're, like, say, working in an office? They're going to have to get some, like, post-it notes.
If you're in the office, you're even better, because you've got pens and paper. You can make your own shit. You could even put lettering on your chest and shit and staple it straight to your fucking
I was
going to
say hole punch. Yeah, you could hole punch it. Like,
you could, you know, you could hole punch yourself.
You're missing the trick. What you do is you go to the photocopier, and you just, like, photocopy your balls, and then just, like, stick that image to your chest. And just run around being ball man.
That's bollocks. It's a bit like, that's Carl Pilkington, isn't it? It's a special power, bollocks man, or something like that.
I don't remember.
No, but yeah, balls man.
There we go.
And I really want someone to, like, send in a photo of, you know, like, them dressing up as balls man.
Yeah, if anybody out there who's, you know, at work and they get a bit bored and they think, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm dress up as a superhero and send us a picture.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, cool. And I'll put one up of me.
Yeah, if you send us an email, you know, put in the tagline, you know, superhero, ball man. Oh, what are the women going to do, though? Tip woman.
Vagina lady. And then...
Oh, that would be a messy photocopier when people are finished with it.
People just go up to you and say, yeah. What's that gap in between your breasts? No, it's just a photo of my vagina.
Fucking crevice.
Yeah, it's a cheap way of making a bullet wound in a movie. If you're ever making a cheap movie, you just photocopy your partner's vagina. And then staple it to your body. And maybe, you know, red felt tips, colour it in.
Can you use the anus for, like, bullet holes?
Yeah, you could do, couldn't you?
Well, who shoots brown bullets?
Good. Wow, we're talking some bollocks tonight. The old magic's still there.
Yeah, it's because we've been away for so long. We've been doing our own podcast, haven't we? You know, sometimes Dave's been with you, and sometimes I've been with you, and
yeah,
it's the first time we've been together doing a podcast, and so subsequently the quality goes down.
We're just getting back into the swing of things, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, we're warming back into it. We're testing the waters.
I think this is our best podcast to date.
I think this is the best podcast we've done today. Right.
Are we going to get on with this travesty?
Yeah, we'll stop talking about our own shit. Are you going first, Von Dog?
I had a story about shit as well. I forgot about that.
Oh, what?
No, I've forgotten it completely. It was a true shit episode. I thought, we've not had that.
Oh, just
ever on our podcast.
Just before we start that, I just wanted to keep it topical, guys. Jay, how have you been feeling with the petrol strikes?
I actually didn't do fuck all about it.
Do you not rush out quickly and get your petrol?
No, you see,
because it's 2 weeks until they even make a decision on the strikes. So.
Yeah, it's an absolute bollocks. And I think, you know, like, when you go and fill up with petrol, I mean, I've had to go and put a fiver in here, a fiver in there kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the petrol prices have gone up by about 5-6p, haven't they?
Yeah.
And it's because people have, like, petrol stations have kind of thought there's going to be
a rush on
a panic buy. And so what's going to happen is everyone's going to go to the petrol station, fill up the cars, which that was happening while it's at the high price. And then when it all calms down, they're going to put the prices back down to normal prices. And I think And the government will have made fucking millions in tax money.
Yeah. I think it's a big setup.
I honestly think it's a bit of a setup.
Conspiracy corner with J-Dog.
Yeah. It's I'm getting all thinky on you. I'm making think words.
Think words. Nice, I mean, the panic only started happening for the past, like, 2 or 3 days, and already, like, the petrol stations aren't as busy as they were a couple of days ago, so... I don't know what anybody was panicking about.
Well, the thing is, one MP said that not only should you fill up your car, you should fill up, a jerry can. And it's like, and people were doing that to the extremes. Yep. You know, it's like, last time what happened, I heard about this bloke, and this is a true story, it was in the Sun, of a guy that took his wheelie bin to a petrol station.
Wow.
And then filled it up. Literally filled the wheelie bin full of petrol. Now, because it's fucking corrosive, I think, it burnt through his wheelie bin.
Yeah, it melted it.
And then it melted it, and then all this fucking petrol went all over his, like, all in his basement. And it fucking cost, like, tens of thousands to get that all repaired. And it's just like, that's... And the government were trying to do that again. They were trying to incite panic
buying. Panic
buying, yeah. They're fucking retards, aren't they?
I don't know where to go with this.
Stories about what's happened now is, I've heard just little bits. I've not researched them or anything, but I heard a woman was stopped in a petrol station because she was filling up glass jars with petrol.
Glass jars?
Yeah. Wow. She's like, I don't know, jam jars or something. What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, there must have been... Well, how big does a jar get? But it doesn't matter. You don't want to keep fucking expanding fumes in glass jars.
In glass jars.
Because they explode.
To be fair, better than plastic because it was melted, but, you know...
Well...
But marginally.
Marginally.
I don't know. Would you rather have a melted container or a glass container exploding at you?
That's like saying it's better to have like petrol in a plastic jar than it is to just hold it in your hands.
Would you like good AIDS or bad AIDS?
Yeah.
And a woman was decanting petrol from canisters to other canisters in her kitchen and set herself on fire.
Well, hey!
Because that's where you... Use petrol. That's where you... What's the word? I don't want to use decanter.
Was she smoking at the time?
Yeah. Well, she probably wanted a fag on.
Siphoning
petrol from one thing to another. Smoking in a fucking enclosed room. I don't know, she probably had a dinner on. Oh, what are dinners on? I'll just do this.
Yeah, the one room
in
the
right place.
She was just doing the wrong thing.
So, yeah.
The one room where there might be heat and flame is getting into the kitchen, so that's the best place to bring petrol in large quantities.
This is the problem with women driving.
Exactly.
They're given too many fucking rights. They don't know what they're doing. They blow themselves up, set themselves on fire. Just take away the driver's licenses.
Automobiles are man's business.
The world will work fucking fine.
Machines and... complicated things. Yeah. That's man's business.
Yeah, that is. I think that's where Dave was going with this, wasn't it?
Yeah, that definitely was. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're not misogynistic.
No.
I don't have a problem with women drivers because my mum's just like a taxi driver.
And fit.
Your mum's fit.
All our mums are fit.
My mum isn't.
I would like to see
she looks
them
like she's
in
been
a film.
Rubbish by a fucking honey badger.
Right, shall we move on now then, kids?
Yeah, go on then. Let's see, I'll kick us off with the story since you guys seem so reluctant to. What have we got? What's a good one to get us rolling? Let me just find a good one. Okay, here's the story. I've got a story about a man fined for tying a non-jogging cat to a rock. No, that doesn't make an awful lot of sense. So,
right.
Have you got a question already, John?
No.
Or shall I just? I'll just carry on. Right. It's another one that doesn't make much sense. You know, it's a bit wordy. So I've read through it before the podcast, and this guy Franco wants to go jogging and he wants to take his cat jogging with him.
It
started to become popular. People taking, and to be fair, I've seen people walking the cats
with leads.
Yeah, you know, when before I moved, there was an old woman that used to do it, and this cat just, you know, seems, well, it didn't seem thrilled.
I fucking love it.
But I think it had just given in,
given up on life.
But this Franco's cat, he obviously had a bit more spirit, and when Franco went to the park and tried to take his cat jogging. The cat just fucking sat down and just refused to go anywhere. And so, you know, this guy wants to go for a jog, but his cat wouldn't go anywhere, so what does he do?
There's no cat
shelter, is there?
What would you do in that situation, Dave?
Well, I don't like cats, so I just stone it.
Thanks, Dave. I already don't like you much. You're not doing yourself
any favours. Just tie the lead to my back, and eventually it'd have to start jogging, wouldn't it? Otherwise, it would just get dragged.
You're right.
Well, to be fair, that would probably work. But this guy thought that the best idea was to, well, tie his cat to a rock, and I don't mean attach it to a rock so it could still walk around. I mean, he literally tied the cat against the rock.
Did he use a D-lock or something?
Yeah.
Like a bike?
A bike lock, yeah.
Like tying a fucking woman to a railway line in a Western.
Yeah. So obviously there was a few onlookers that were just like horrified, and they notified the police, and the police came down with the RSPCA, blah, blah, blah. He gets fined, you know, taken away and shit. And the cat's in a shelter, you know, because
Probably the best place.
No, it's not really cruelty, is it?
Well, fuck off. He tied a cat to a rock.
Dave, shut up, for God's sake.
It's not exactly, you know... I don't get it. I mean,
my dad's tied me to things.
That's your background. That's your upbringing, Dave. It's not
put
the same
me in
as everybody else.
And shit.
Yeah, but the difference is
didn't
that
take
you
me
can...
off him.
No, but you can say, Dad, I don't like this, or yeah, Dad, I'm cool with this.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter. Yeah, I don't give a shit what you're cool with or what you're not.
Well, I don't know. But either way, the fuck is in jail. But he's not, but he got fine.
Do you not think he's just done a telling off and still have his cat?
Well, no, because it's obviously, like, you know when you go to the shops and you walk in your dog?
Yeah.
Do you tie your dog to the side of the shop? Or do you just attach the lead to a drain pipe or a bollard or something and let it just have a little bit of a walk around it or do what it wants?
Yeah,
that's what you do. So why is it different with a cat? Why? Now I can't let this cat walk or stand. I must attach it to a rock to make sure it's safe.
Was its legs sticking up straight in the air and it's wrapped around this rock?
Well, unfortunately,
it might kill something.
Yeah, that's true. I might try and catch a bird, but you know.
Oh, snag somebody's penis.
Oh, talking about stealing penises, I've got a story on that.
I know, that was a good link by
it,
me.
It was,
shit all over my story, because mine was a cat story.
Right. Well,
you do the cat story, Dave.
I was going to save mine until later, the penis stealing man.
Oh, because this is the one that's going to outrage you. Because this is cruelty.
Okay.
This is that's actual cruelty. Right, okay. If you thought hoodwinking a cat to a freaking rock wasn't cruelty, Jay, you're in for a treat, sir.
Yeah. I can hardly wait.
I mean, this studio is really small. There's barely enough room to swing a cat, isn't there?
Right.
But,
I think
a cruel
I can...
but Jamie could reach you.
Yeah.
A cruel counsellor, sir. A cruel counsellor killed 4 pet cats by smashing them into the walls of his home. You should see
that is...
the face on the J train.
He's not happy. He's like he's bitten into something. He doesn't like.
They're battered. What's up with my phone? My phone's fucking broke. Their battered bodies were found strewn around Robert Payne's house amid shocking scenes of cruelty. Police discovered walls everywhere were splattered with blood. After neighbours reported the unearthly shrieking sounds, they recovered 2 cat carcasses frozen solid in his freezer.
What?
1 body on the stairs and a 4th in another room of the 2-bed rented terrace house. An ex-pal said, I went inside afterwards. There was so much blood, it was like an abattoir.
And what, he'd been living like that for... It was that one incident, or was it separate incidences? I mean, because I just imagine brains on the walls and...
What happens, I'm struggling with my fucking thing here, but I know that he bought 2 cats.
Mm-hmm.
And then got mad.
I'm angry!
I was going to say, do you mean angry or...
Former accountant posted on Facebook before killing his 2 pet moggies, bless my cats, cuddling up with me to cheer me up. He is believed to have bought 2 kittens to replace the dead cats, but killed them too. The former friend added the bloodstains, particularly in one of the bedrooms, suggest he'd been dashing them against the walls until they died. He had moaned about noise at night and said they'd been keeping him awake. Payne was convicted of fraud earlier this year, but refusing to resign as a counsellor. Last night, they were renewed demands for him to quit.
Was he being fraudulent about being a cat lover?
Yeah, obviously.
No, honestly, I love the cats.
Well, so, what, right, I think...
So, a man...
This guy's in England, yeah?
This is in England. It's an English councillor. He is... He's gets done for fraud, and they ask for him to resign from being a councillor, surprisingly enough, but he doesn't. They don't force him either, but he's getting depressed. He's got his cats, and he decides to kill them. And then he decides that was a mistake, and buys 2 more of cats. And then decides that was a mistake.
Oh, mama, I can't do it again.
Fucking funny, Dave, yeah. Oh, this is fucking hilarious.
He's a madman.
Yeah, he is a madman, but he's got... Madmen are fine, but when you involve cats, that's just not fucking cool.
Dave, back away, mate.
Yeah.
It's just...
Why did you think that was an appropriate story for this show?
That's not funny, Dave.
It's not
funny. I don't think it's funny.
No, it's not funny.
No.
You're a fucking arsehole.
Why did you freeze them?
I don't know, Dave. I don't really want to be thinking about it. Come on, it's not something I've thought about. What do I do with my cat?
Imagine it was dogs, then.
No.
A man gets 2 dogs.
That makes sense.
He's got 2 dogs, kills them, freezes him.
Yeah,
but he's more kills him and leaves the bodies.
Yeah, because he can't. What's he
going
to do? Bury them? I mean, what's he going to do with them? He can't be seen to be doing it. Two cats don't die with serious head injuries at the exact same time. So if you've got two bags and a cat, two cats in a bag. You know what I mean? It looks a bit suspicious. So you've got to put them in the freezer. What else you going to do? Eat them?
Yeah, I mean, looking at it from like a corpse point of view, you can't go and bury him. So,
unless it's raining with lightning outside.
You freeze them and then
take
us to farm food.
The ones have got to go black and white and shady. And
12 o'clock at night in the garden.
Yeah, there's got to be a crow.
Take them to Pet Cemetery.
And the small ginger boy walks past at just the wrong time, sees him through a knot hole.
Yeah.
So there we go, cat murder.
Cat murder, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I think I'd like to try and find this man's house and
burn
it down. That's a horrible story, Dave. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. He's a horrible man. I can't condone it.
I just think.
Well, the fact that you was laughing about it, it leads me to believe that you didn't really care.
I laugh about your opinions. Doesn't mean I condone them.
I just want to tell the audience that there's definitely a shift in the atmosphere in this room now, and I think we need to move on. Alopecia sufferer Michael Matson gives new meaning to the phrase pinhead after an art attack on his bonce, meaning head.
What, an art attack?
An art attack, yeah.
Okay.
The 12-year-old's family got in touch with Brit artist Philip Levine to help transform the youngster. Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Who's ours?
Well, you'll find out.
Who's this Levine guy, or whatever?
He's just a British artist, so...
Oh, right. I was kind of hoping it was the actual guy from Art Attack.
Neil Buchanan. Genius. So this kid's still suffering from alopecia, and the best thing the parents of this kid think to do is to get an artist in and do him up a bit, you know?
Right, yeah.
he went bald over 4 years ago after being struck down with alopecia, I can't even pronounce that word, alopecia. So Philip, 28, stuck 500 drawing pins into the top of his head using a special makeup glue in San Francisco in the US, so he's an American.
What? So he effectively came like a literal pinhead?
Yeah, basically, and the future looks sweet. Michael's mum, Lene, said, Michael loved Philip's work, especially the more edgy, pointy pieces, and asked me if we could do likewise on his head. So they've basically made this kid into like this fucking pinhead.
Is it like Hellraiser?
Yeah, sort of actually. He's got a head of hair made of metal pins. It looks a bit like a metal helmet.
Does it stay like that forever?
I'm not really sure. Since Philip's visit, Michael said, I have discussed some future designs that he could also try, so no. He wants to use M&Ms and Skittles and whatever other interesting things they can find.
The house?
Basically, to glue onto his head.
Can they not just put glue on his head, turn it upside down and drag him across the carpet?
Yeah.
There you go, son. There's your hairstyle today.
What's the difference between this?
Rolling around your house for a few days. Eventually you come out with a fucking head art.
But where does the line go between just some, you know, helping your kid out and having a bit of fun and child abuse? Because if they roll his head in shit, obviously the social services would get involved, but they stick pins on him. I mean, that's a health and safety issue.
Yeah,
he's got alopecia, but...
Someone, isn't
he? I mean, shit doesn't hurt. You know, I'd rather have shit on my head than pins.
I mean, is it just because the child's happy about it?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Give a kid a gun, he'll be happy.
Where?
Yeah.
I don't know, it didn't say somewhere
in Britain. America. Did you say it was somewhere warm? Or?
No, it's in Britain, but the artist's American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, especially in Britain.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
So it's Britain.
I thought it was a British artist and an American.
No, it's an American artist.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I thought we had a bit more sense than that.
The artist said, "My art is about the idea that you can always turn something negative into something positive."
Fucking
lightning rod on this kid's head.
Yeah.
Why are drawing pins negative?
Yeah.
Negative even.
No, like the disease, you know, just the kid's disease.
Oh yeah, that'd make more sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, you have to word these things out for me. I'm a bit slow.
But yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up. Child abuse, it's the funniest side.
Yeah, who doesn't love a bit of child
abuse?
The
lighter side of child abuse. It's like cabaret version.
Yeah.
I have a story. Have you finished with yours?
I have.
Cool, right. I have a story about a man. He's disabled. And he's been stealing penises.
Yes.
Oh, of course he has.
What else is he supposed to steal?
In the conventional way of using magic.
Magic penis stealer.
How else do you steal a penis?
I'm not quite sure how else you steal a penis, other than using magic.
When you say magic, exactly. Did you just, like, get a top hat, put it there, take it off, and your cock's gone?
I don't know. Well, listen in. This happened in Nigeria, where the case of the missing genitals has led to the headline in the National News Network, so fucking paper has published this. Accused cripple escapes lynching by whiskers. But, you know, that right. They haven't quite got that right, have they?
No.
Because what's the actual expression? By
a whisker.
Yeah, by a whisker, isn't it?
By a nut's penis.
Yeah. So it should say accused cripple escapes lynching by a whisker, but they bought by whiskers. Which kind of led me to believe has Whiskers sponsored the Man's Escape.
This is, I think this is a cat special of the Dirty Con podcast. It is, yeah. It's all related in some way.
Right, anyway. This is fucking names screw me over. Polycarp Nwake. Right, let's call him Paul.
Okay.
Paul Smith has news of a disabled man. Well, Paul Smith is the journalist. That's kind of like us. Has news of a disabled man accused of stealing genitals of four men. I'm just going to read it. It was Friday, March 16th, when the wheelchair-bound man was on Abba Road.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. A good Samaritan passes by. He offers the disabled man some money, which... I'm sorry, if I was a disabled man and I was just in a wheelchair...
Just going along your business.
Yeah, I don't want people to come up to me and just, like, give me money. don't fucking pity me. I know I'm in a wheelchair. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so the recipient, the disabled guy, responds by stealing the donor's penis by the ways of magic.
Hey!
Now, what does that mean?
What else could it mean, John? What else could it mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, so what that means, the disabled man right. Simply acquires the penis through ways of magic. Because you do not understand how magic works, it won't make sense to you.
No.
It's the way it was with the arcane. You're not allowed to question how they work. They work.
Yeah, it just works. So,
I don't
anyway,
understand.
This guy, we haven't got names of... it's just simply
disabled man.
As disabled man.
Well, he is now.
Or disabled magic man.
But that's probably what they call him in the village. He's got no name. They just call him disabled man.
Disabled man. Or wheels. Or
wheels?
Right, I'm going to call him wheels. Right. So, the kindly passerby... reacts badly, which
yes.
You kind of guess.
You would, wouldn't you?
And starts to beat the penis thief. Okay. Or wheels, as we're going to call him.
Is this turning into a pawn?
Yeah, I was thinking just yeah. Beat him off.
Suddenly a plumber comes along. and a steady beat just drags on. Anyway, three other men now approach the melee. Yeah, they place
melee.
The disabled man back in his wheelchair, and then shock of shocks, they realise their genitals have also been stolen.
Well,
through ways of magic.
So it's just a spontaneous penis losing.
You see, I don't know. I don't understand how this can make national news because, like,
it's obviously bollocks.
Yeah, there is no such thing as magic. So have these guys just like? I don't know. Have they not got penises, or have they simply? Or all a reporter had to do was say, "Well, show me." You know, show me where your knob's gone, or, you know, the missing knob.
And they're like, would you pull your trousers down? No. I'm going to prove you haven't got a penis.
And obviously the penis...
I haven't got a penis.
You expect...
It's like the Monty Python sketch, isn't it?
Yeah, three buttocks.
Yeah, she turned me into a newt.
Oh, no, that one.
Well, I got better. It's like that, isn't it? You know?
Yes. It's back now. You just stole it momentarily.
You would expect some sort of, like, no scarring or where it's been removed. It's just... simply not there anymore.
Like
Ken. Like Ken. That's the rest. I haven't got any more on that story.
Wow.
I
can't believe that is a story.
Yeah, what I was going to say
that's
is...
That's not
news.
A story.
That's national
shit.
News.
The men that have lost their penis, they can't possibly believe that he's really done that. Because They've either got their penis or not had it for a while.
Yeah.
Sweet like naive Dave.
Touched him and the bollocks dropped off.
Hey, say your dick dropped off and I'll give you...
It doesn't work that quick.
You are now questioning magic, Dave.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to question magic. Yeah.
You see, you seem to be... You was clued up earlier. You can't question magic.
Yeah.
It just happens.
It's just like God.
We can't wonder about these things that are you know, not of this world.
Yes, yeah, we know not what we talk of.
But that must have just been, you know, the newspaper just giving them a couple of, like, you know, whatever the hell money they have over there.
Yeah.
Say you've got no dick. Just say you've got no dick. Say it was magic.
Yeah.
And
how much money would it take for you to tell people you're penisless?
And I'll give you some bread. You know, feed your family for 10 days.
Yeah. It's got to have been. It's possible. So yeah, that's all I've got in the story. I'll try and find out what happens to him, maybe.
Have an update.
Yeah, we'll update. But yeah, that's one of my stories.
I do want to know more. It does leave me wanting that story.
It does. Can't, it just, so it many just questions. Ends there.
We'll have to keep looking up on what havoc magic is causing over in Africa.
Yeah.
We'll have the magic in Africa section.
Well, yeah, we'll do an African magic week.
African magic. That sounds...
It's got to work. Else.
It might have been a witch, then.
Might have been a witch.
Might have been a witch. Or a goblin, or a zombie, or something like that.
It was a wheel troll.
A penis troll.
Penis troll, yeah.
Didn't pay the toll. Penis troll. Hey.
I'm desperately trying to think of a fictional thing that goes with cock and a car. Damn.
Damn it.
Rock.
Rock.
They're fictional. Cat rock.
Cat rock.
Fucking hell, we need to move on.
Dave, quick.
Do you reckon you make cat wars out of cat rock?
Move on, Dave.
Okay, a Frenchman goes on trial this week for cutting his girlfriend's lover's penis off and flushing it down the toilet.
Oh, that's
this was a couple of weeks ago by when I got this.
We've done a similar story to this, though, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Not the same one, is it? Please?
Oh, I hope not. When did you do it?
Yeah, ages ago. It can't have been then.
I don't think so.
No, it must be a different...
Well, it would be, because the actual offence happened a while ago, but the trial's only just going through.
Oh, well,
now.
this could... Well, Karen, it's an update.
Yeah.
It's not really, because it's going on trial. They've not got the result of the trial yet.
Let's just read the story, Dave, for Christ's sake.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's my fault.
Brace Fregwine. I've chosen a real good one for this. Admits in October 2008 he knocked out the victim, named only as F, with a blow to the head, severed most of his penis with a razor knife, and threw it in the toilet.
Oh.
Mr. Fregwine said that he lost it, and that's another statement, after F came to tell him he was having a relationship with Maddo, his partner of 14 years,
Maddo,
and the mother of his children.
Right.
Maddo.
Yeah. That name puts flags up, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Why would you go and tell him?
You
just go up to, oh, I'm porking your missus.
Yeah.
Never guess what I'm doing.
Yeah, your missus called Maddo. Yeah, not your ex-missus. Freaky. Right.
I'm smashing Maddo.
I've got something to tell you. I don't want you to get Maddo. But I'm screwing her.
Yeah, it's nothing to get mad over.
Mad over.
Got it. I've worked it in. Go on. Carry on.
I love it.
Mr. Fregwine faces up to 15 years in prison if found guilty of aggravated assault accompanied by mutilation. The victim maintains that Mr. Fregwine forced him to go to his home, where he tied him up and mutilated him. F is extremely fragile, apparently.
No shit.
Yeah.
His life has been completely destroyed, said his lawyer, George Mendes Constante. The shortening of his penis to 3 centimetres, just over an inch when flaccid, and 5 centimetres when erect, has resulted in a deterioration of his self-perception, affecting his social, interpersonal and sex life.
So the whole penis wasn't cut off then?
No.
He just
shortened it to fucking nothing.
Yeah.
The victim is awaiting surgical reconstruction. His former lover has returned to her original partner.
Yeah.
Being the one that's going to get married, going to go to jail.
Yeah.
She's gone back to him.
Got to be some sort of trailer trash scenario going off there, I think.
That is just...
Nice. Well, what do you do?
What do you do with the 3 centimetre penis?
It's not even got the bell in there, has it?
No.
You just cut that off. You've not got the sensitive bits anymore.
No, it's like, you know, it's like having an arm with your hand cut off.
With no fingers.
It's just stumped.
Well, hand with no fingers.
I didn't even think
about it.
I didn't even think about the bell end.
Because
that's why
I don't like letting you suck me off.
Yeah,
shit. Because you never think about the bell end.
Yeah,
Oh, I'm not very...
shatter balls with John.
Yeah, I'm not a very considerate lover, ladies and gents. So no.
He fondles your balls. Better than me. You don't even look me in the eye.
You chap's eye.
Hey. Balls.
I've got a bit of a story here, guys, and it's something that we did a really long time ago, and it's just been flagged up by the Sun newspaper. But we, I think it was an episode that we had to edit down, and we lost this story.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you'll know what it is when I read the headline. A 20-year-old superhero is campaigning to become a mayor.
Wow.
Do you remember this?
I remember doing a story on someone trying to be a superhero.
There was a really geeky kid trying to be a superhero.
Is that the one?
It's this same man, and he's now trying to become the mayor.
I can't believe you cut that.
Right. Night Warrior, real name Roger Hayhurst, has vowed to get crime off of the streets. Now, what makes this really funny is that this kid is the scrawniest, geekiest... I mean, he's literally got, like, acne. And he dresses up like a superhero.
And picks up litter.
And basically picks up litter. And his mum supervises him whilst he does it. And now he's going on to become mayor, or he's going to try to. He hopes to be the first elected mayor of Salford.
So there isn't actually a mayor?
Well, I don't know. It was revealed last year the gardener, Roger, patrolled the area near his home in Swinton, Manchester, breaking up fights and tackling antisocial behaviour. That has got to be bollocks.
I can remember.
That has got to be bollocks.
The video, I remember the quote he said about that. He says he goes up to people and asks them to calm down, and if they get violent, he runs away.
He does run away, yeah.
That's fucking stupid. Yeah. And get a police officer, get someone more important.
But you can't see a photo of this kid, and I'll put it on the website. He's wearing bright blue spandex and a leather jacket over the spandex.
It's basically a greasy stick that someone's put clothes on.
He can't expect to become mayor of anything, ever.
No.
I just can't spell it.
I do not know what's going through this guy's head.
It's just a CSO for vulnerable people, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just been... It's a pity election sort of thing. He dresses in a custom fit, £200 blue and black lycra costume.
This is custom fit. You don't get it off the peg, do you?
Lycra costume, which his mum helped him make.
That is... You know what?
Redid the cutting and the bits with the sharp bits. That's what she did for him.
What's happened is that this kid has obviously got low self-esteem. Yeah. So he's like, you know, I wish I was a superhero. And she's gone, this will cheer him up. He's just made him a superhero costume, and he's taking it seriously and refusing to take it off, and now he's running for mayor. This is a woman's love gone seriously out of hand.
Yeah, but the electing body's also gone with that as well, so they're like, oh, yeah, we'll let him run. Let him run.
Bless him.
And I think he is probably a retard.
Yeah.
There's got to be retard pity in there. There's something wrong with this kid.
It's fine, that kind of love that she's got for him, if he was 7 or 8, but what is he?
He's 20 years old.
Oh my God, I thought he meant he was like 14.
No.
Jesus.
He's been doing this for a couple of years, bless him.
Roger. He's been at it a while, but now, yeah. Give him that.
I love it.
I wonder how many kickings he's had.
He doesn't tackle them, he runs away, so not many. Roger, aka Night Warrior.
That's fucking terrible.
Roger said, I want to get crime off of the streets and bring the community together, because it's not like it used to be when everyone got along. Yeah. That's retard language right there. When everybody got along.
Got along nice.
And the fact that he's 20, he's not exactly got like a life of experience, has he? Like, I can remember the days when everyone got on. What? 10 years ago when you was a kid and people were just nicer to you?
Well, it was 2002. He wants an increase in youth centres and more police on the streets. Roger has advertised for a partner on the House of Commons website.
We have got to fucking answer that.
We've got to make up a name and everything.
Yeah,
I think.
With costume, name. We'll send Dave, because Dave was the most like a superhero.
Without hair.
Yeah.
The assistant's role involves running his campaign and the political side of things. Because he's not going to be doing anything like that.
No, he's just concentrating on being a fucking hero, isn't he?
Yeah, the assistant's role is going to be reading, writing, thinking.
wiping his arse.
Yeah, so,
talking.
So he's going to continue the crime fighting whilst the partner does everything else. The warrior, who lives with his mum, Jennifer, 61, added, "All I want to do is try and get people to like each other."
The best way to do that is make them hate you.
Yeah, that's not helping. And
apparently Salford residents vote for their mayor on May 3rd, so...
I think we've got to call for the residents to vote him in.
We're definitely going to do an upcoming story later on.
Yeah, there is a danger of that, though, isn't there?
There is,
if you let him run, and enough people go, "I'm going to vote for this fucker."
Yeah.
Look at George Bush.
Exactly. Everyone thought he was a piss take, and he ended up with George Bush. Who would you vote for, Dave, given the choice?
Oh, I'd definitely vote for Superhero.
You'd vote for Nike.
Warrior. Yeah.
It's the same reason why California had Arnie as their representative for
so
long.
It's a gimmick. But it's going to be a gimmick that gets really badly out of hand.
Yeah. It's alright, he'll get killed.
He will get killed. This kid will get killed. There's no question. No question.
I mean, what do you get? You know when you're a mayor?
Yeah.
What kind of... Do you get extra... I'm not going to say, do you get extra powers?
Extra powers. Well, they do powers. Powers of Congress, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, surely he will have some kind of political voice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And it's going to be fucking spouted bullshit about wanting people to love each other.
Yeah.
But thank you very much. This is House of Parliament, not fucking Woodstock. Piss off.
Who knows? Maybe he is the future. Maybe his views on peace and love will cure us all of hate.
They're good ideals, but don't push it down pissheads' throats when they're fighting.
No,
really.
That's it, yeah.
But surely condoning this poor retarded child... I don't know if he is retarded, but he's got to be... He's gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, why would they let him do this?
It's either gonna get physically hurt or it's gonna be a big fall from grace. You know what I mean? It's gonna
Yeah, when he realizes he's not got superpowers.
Yeah, and he's not even a mayor. I'm not a superhero. I'm not a mayor. I am nothing.
I think they'll tell him he's won when he hasn't, and he's just gonna come to the office every morning and file papers or welcome people into the building.
I'm the mayor. And everybody goes in, yeah.
Yes, you are. You are the mayor, aren't you? Oh, bless him. The night warrior there.
He is my favourite person in the world.
He's my favourite superhero.
I like him more than Jesus.
He's more real. So, have we got anything else, guys?
Well, from a man who's overly brave to a man who is the fucking biggest pussy in the world.
Underly brave.
Have you ever been mugged?
A couple of times I have been mugged, yes.
I've been mugged. Have you ever been mugged, Jay? No, actually. I was mugged once in an alleyway.
Right.
And, yeah, by a guy. Could have been carrying a knife or anything like that. Seb Barker, 29, was mugged by a fox. As he walked home from the supermarket.
Alright.
And you've seen foxes. They're small, aren't they? Even that massive one that was killed a couple of days ago, they're small.
Yeah.
Seb Baker, 29, I've said it again, he actually weighs 15 stone.
Jesus, so he's a stocky guy.
Yeah, he's a fairly big guy.
Yeah, it's not small.
It's not small. When you come across a fox, I wouldn't stand for the shit from a fox, and he's bigger than me. Anyway, the civil servant has revealed the wily fox, which had been sitting on a curb at the side of the road, followed him into an alleyway.
Can't get mugged by an animal. No, I'm saying it now.
No.
But the way he followed him into the alleyway.
Yeah.
It's like he just chucked put his fag out.
Yeah. It's like,
smoked him, put his leather collar up, and followed him up. Yeah.
Dead end.
He told the Sun newspaper the aggressive animal leapt at him, circling at him like prey, and trying to snatch his shopping bag.
Kick the little fucker in the head.
That's exactly what I do. You just kill it, wouldn't you? I love foxes, but you'd kill it. Despite making attempts to escape, the fox persisted and carried out a sustained attack on the food he had just bought from Tesco. Eventually, Mr. Baker claims he resorted to offering the animal his loaf of garlic bread.
Please, sir, I've got children. Have my bread.
I want to say something. Did he say that he attacked the food?
Food? Yeah, I picked that up.
You don't attack food. He eats it.
Food can't be attacked and animals can't
I'm going to attack this drink. No, mate, you're just drinking it. Attack the food.
Wow. It's the more, Dave. I'm enjoying this.
But after he offers it the garlic bread, the fox runs off. The quotes from the guy are, no. I had expected it to run away. I thought a fox would be scared of a 15-stone man. Well, not if it's a big-ass pansy like you,
well,
is it?
Yeah.
You're going to give it food because it snarls at you. It's not going to be afraid. Eventually, I opened the bag and gave it a garlic loaf. I still love that. Why give it garlic bread?
Garlic
he grabbed
bread.
It and ran off. Wildlife expert John Bryant said foxes were getting bolder but were not generally interested in humans and confirmed attacks like this are rare. He advised if a fox is jumping at your shopping bag, you need to shout at it and chase it off, not just give it the food.
Like a real man. Yes. Like an adult.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I would have done that as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I got fucking bit by a dog when I was a kid and I just kicked it until it ran off. And that was a dog. A dog that, like, bites harder and is more aggressive. Mm. A fox is barely just... They're just fucking
Even the boldest ones are fucking scared.
Yeah.
But apparently the best thing to use is a water pistol. You carry a water pistol around with you.
Can you carry them in holsters under your jacket?
You see, the thing is, it'd technically be illegal to carry the water pistol.
Would it?
Well, yeah, as if you conceal it. You'd have to have a bright orange water pistol.
Yeah,
Dave,
I like that.
There's no way we can win this war, my friend. They've won already.
The foxes have got us, haven't they?
Yeah.
We'll get arrested for being armed and dangerous with a water pistol.
You can't even defend yourself.
Or you don't have no garlic bread for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
We're going to have to carry water pistols and garlic bread around with us everywhere. Because we're just going to keep getting mugged by these foxes. I've got nothing to say.
We keep saying mugged. He didn't get mugged.
He got, at a stretch, attacked by a fox.
Yeah.
By an animal.
But, yeah, and that is a fucking leap, that is.
He got lightly accosted and he gave away his dinner.
Basically, what happened is the fox was interested in food and kind of made a bit of a, you alright, mate, can I have some?
Yeah.
And the guy started crying and threw food at him. It's not a mugging.
It's the same way of saying I went to the park and threw bread at the fucking swans because I was afraid they'd mug me.
The swans looked at me menacingly. No, they swam towards you because they knew you got food.
Fuck me.
Right.
I'd like to meet him in an alleyway because he'd probably just give you a tenner.
Yeah. Dressed as a giant fox.
I was mugged.
You're in fucking trouble, you arsehole.
Remember me. I fucking had that garlic bread. Look at me now.
You give my cousin some garlic bread. I want the same.
Yeah. What's your PIN number?
Wow.
Give me your card and your opposable thumbs.
I hope he hasn't got kids.
He's probably scared of his own dick.
I'm being mugged by my own cock. No, you're having a piss.
It keeps spitting on the toilet.
Every time there's a shit, it's mugged by the toilet, yeah.
I'm being choked by my food. No, you're eating. You're eating. It's not trying to choke you.
This is getting silly now.
It is. I think we need to move on. Well, I've got some news about some Japanese people.
Oh, good lord.
Fucking idiots.
Here we go.
Right. The headline is Japanese tourists follow sat nav tips and try driving to an island.
Okay.
Which is
over a bridge.
Well, this is where it gets interesting. it's a bit fucking wordy and it's all crap. Japanese people, yeah. The trio were heading to North Stradbroke Island, but tides and poor GPS advice caused their Hyundai Getz to get stuck 500 metres into the bay. Fucking in water.
Right.
No.
Like floating in water.
500 metres.
Sat nav and tides didn't cause it at all. Sheer human stupidity fucking caused it.
It's not like the water snuck up on them, is it? Or tripped them.
It's a fucking sea.
It's not like they went around a corner, you know, 500 metre corner, and then the water happened to be there.
I mean, I don't even know how they got that far out, unless they kind of just went off the end of a pier or something and then floated that far out, or just drove off a beach or something.
Well, maybe like the tide coming in, so maybe they were driving on a beach, but...
Well, I don't know, because, I mean, it says the sat-nav omitted to highlight the 15 kilometres of water and mud between the mainland and the island.
Well, you might notice it, you'd think.
Well, yeah, you'd think so. But,
You're supposed to be vigilant when you drive.
Yeah. Why was this guy looking? You know, it's like...
Because he got his eyes closed just listening to the sat nav.
Maybe he's like got one, like, one on a projector and it projects onto the windscreen. Yeah.
Well, it's exactly Japanese. What I was so, thinking. Yeah. It's a Japanese thing. But, I mean...
Go on.
It's a large body of water to an island. An island's a fair distance away from another island.
What, it's 15 kilometres?
Even if they were under the impression, okay, it's shallow and we can just sort of drive there.
Yeah.
They've got to have thought that maybe it's going to keep getting deeper the further out we go.
Well, there is a hint to this because there is actually a picture of these people in the car. And I'm going to show this to John and Dave. Now, the clue that the water might not be very shallow is the fact that there's there's a liner. It's not just like a little dinghy. This thing is a fucking cruise ship.
Right in front of
it. It's a big fucking 5 billion ton cruise ship. And, you know, it's like, have you ever heard anyone else trying to drive to a boat?
Fucking hell. So, they're supposed to be intelligent.
Yeah, they are. But I don't know, you find with those countries, you get opposite ends of the scale, don't you?
But also, no common sense, but really, really technically intelligent.
When it comes to intelligence...
So they could fix the car after they fucking fucked it.
Well, they're quite inventive, the Japanese, so maybe it was some sort of like failed experiment with like a water boat. Now, that's James Bond's story. Yeah, that's why I
would try and get myself out of that.
The fact that someone's taking a picture of this fucking basic normal car.
What I would have done, I'd have brought a dinghy with me, and if it got caught out, I'd have staple gunned it to the bottom of the car. There you go, there's the inflatable bits.
Yeah.
You got to work with what you got, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to.
A couple of bin bags.
Do you know what I think I'd do? I think I'd roll the windows down, drown, and die. Because I'd rather do that than just, like, live with the shame of trying to drive over water past a fucking cruise ship onto an island. We've all done silly things in cars. You know, like when you're driving along and you want to change your CD, you know, you look down and then you look up. You've probably missed like 10 metres of road, haven't you? And that just kind of look down, look back up. You know you're going to be safe. Was this guy fucking programming the VCR or something?
He was building a cyborg.
Right, in his fucking novel.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a sexcapade. I don't know if that's even a word. Gone wrong. I think she was giving him head for a really long time, and that's what...
And he had his eyes closed because he was on the vinegar strokes for ages.
There you go.
Oh, jizzle. Oh.
Oh, Mr. Honey.
Oh, we're coming.
Where are you? Where'd the road gone? Fucking Japanese Jamaicans. Right,
So... That's it for the Japs then. Did this? They got rescued, did they?
What are they?
The Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, yeah. Coast Guard came along and towed the car back.
That's good then. They always want to get into water, don't they? I mean, they had that tsunami those months ago, and they can't help but go back.
Maybe that was it. Maybe they wasn't used to seeing cars in that amount of water. Yeah. They thought that's where they lived.
They were regressing, weren't they? It was, psychological regression there.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
Or maybe they thought we weren't in Japan when it happened. We missed it. Well, let's recreate it for ourselves. It's a big part of our national history.
There you go.
I hope we haven't got any Japanese listeners.
Not anymore, mate. Right. Are we all out of stories?
I'm laughed out.
Yeah.
I did have another story.
It's running on late.
It was pretty poor, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll leave it for this week.
Nice one. Well, I think
we're going to top that, are we?
No, not tonight. We've done our best.
Yeah.
Lovely. So, we're on episode 48. We've got one more episode until episode 50.
To the big 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still not made a decision on what we're going to do for that one.
No.
We need to get our heads together on that.
Well, if... I was going to say, if past fucking performance or anything, we won't be doing it till 2013 anyway.
Yeah, it's been a little while. But, we'll get things back on track.
Yeah, we're back.
Have you had any emails in or anything?
I've not checked.
You haven't checked?
I've not checked this week.
We might have got a booby shot from Cougar.
Yeah,
woman.
And if we haven't, hopefully we will soon. Dave is...
Please, I'm eagerly awaiting them.
There you go.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, is it for
you? I believe I was the one that asked for the boob shot. I'm not letting fucking Dave...
Look at that face. How can you deny him that face?
He's had sex this year. I haven't.
He hasn't.
Fair play. Okay.
Well, you had sex last year.
I did have sex last year, yes.
Wow.
How awesome.
I had sex this morning.
Thanks. Yeah, that's making me feel great.
But you can send any kind of pictures or proposals or whatever to deadtokong@live.co.uk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go there.
Check all our lovely bits and bobs out on deadtokong.co.uk. That's our website.
Put your bits and bobs on there and Jay will check them out and I'll promise not to. Jay can have them all.
I think we can can all look, you know.
What?
We can all look together, surely.
No.
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 Right.
Me and you can look, John.
Oh, cool.
Jay's not having fuck all because he enjoys cat death.
That's going to be a long time.
It wasn't the cat death, it was the circumstance.
Right. Anyway, until next week, guys, that's goodbye from me, John Boy.
Goodbye from me, VD.
And goodbye from me as well. JT.
Lovely.
I'll call myself JT.
I think so.
Jamie.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Balls. Congratulations.